The interview.
We're headed into the downturn. How's this affecting your group and the way it does business?
Well, I think that actually there's been so much structural change in media that we've actually been grappling with change for quite a long time. I think what's happening now is that we've got a very severe downturn, and I think it's going to get worse next year. And so on top of the structural change, we're dealing with kind of very negative economic conditions. So I think all media is being affected by this. I think what's interesting about this is that audiences are not affected. In fact, audiences are growing. So the issue is how you capitalize on that, how you continue to grow your businesses and your quality audiences while ad revenue is going to be severely affected. I think also there are different effects depending on what business you're in. So if you're consumer oriented in terms of display advertising, that's being hit very badly. I think if you're in business to business, you're much more resilient and you're dependent on different revenue streams. So actually as a group, certainly the Guardian Media Group is in better shape as a result of diversifying the portfolio and having business to business in EMAP, having Trader Media Group, which is predominantly a digital business, certainly our consumer businesses are being affected more.
One part of the business that has traditionally lost money and continues to lose money are the titles, The Observer and The Guardian. Last year, I think it was £25 million that they lost. How sustainable is that over the long term? Presumably, they can't lose money like that on that level indefinitely.
Well, all quality newspapers, I think there's only one quality newspaper that actually makes money, and all the others lose a lot of money. Times loses money, The Independent Group loses money, and we are no exception to that. So I think you have to ask yourself, why is that? And that is partly because quality journalism is extremely expensive. If you're going to put your own reporters into Iraq, if you're going to cover the world as you want to cover it, independent, accurate reporting, you are going to have to pay for it. And I think what's happening is that we are also sustaining digital businesses, which have been in growth. So we're having to develop and capitalize those businesses. So you've got two different media businesses, actually, which are now beginning to integrate. And I think we're going to have to look at the economics of that integrated business as we go forward and kind of be very responsible at how we size those businesses, if you see what I mean. I'm fortunate, and our group is fortunate, because our entire purpose is about the sustainability of The Guardian, the long-term.
I was going to say, is that how you see it? You exist to provide the money to keep those titles
going. We exist in order to keep the independence of The Guardian, both financial and editorial independence. That is our reason for being. So all our other activity, our profitable regional papers, the radio stations, EMAP, Trader Media, is all about profit maximization in order to sustain the future of The Guardian. So we have a very different model to a lot of other publishers or media groups, and it's a very healthy model, I think, to have, especially in a downturn, because we're able to take long-term decisions. We're not obsessed about quarterly reporting. Of course we have to be granular, and of course we have to perform, but we can take long-term decisions, which I think is very different to other media groups.
What is the problem that Guardian Media Group is facing? What kind of business, in terms of the display advertising, has been hit badly in downturn? According to the woman, why do media groups like Times, Independent, and Guardian lose money? According to the interview, what is the entire aim of Guardian Media Group? According to the interview, what is the main purpose of all the activities of Guardian Media Group?